It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A recently released Harvard study found that large-scale wind turbine operations can temporarily affect the local temperature and climate. We explore the impact of wind farms with the study's author, compare and contrast this temperature change with the climate change issue, and discover what this research means for the future of energy. What questions do you have about the impact of wind farms? Do you have a wind farm in your community, and what's that experience been like for you? How do you think we should power the next generation of Americans? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Lee Miller is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. He studies large-scale wind power, its ability to generate electricity, and the associated climate differences large-scale wind farms may also introduce. Lee Miller, welcome to the Morning Show.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your findings. How are wind farms connected to temperature change?
Well, at night, when kind of the, let's say, the air near the surface and the air aloft, aloft being maybe 200 meters, isn't well mixed. And in a very simple way, wind turbines, just like a fan, introduce mixing, adds that air mixing in between those two layers, and you get a surface temperature increase in response.
So why wouldn't this happen if there were just normal breezes occurring? Or would it?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So during the day, say typical breezes, you get a lot of solar heating of the ground surface, and it drives convection from the bottom up, just like, let's say, a pot of hot water on the stove. At night, you don't have that solar heating of the surface. So now that warm air is allowed to rise and bifurcate from the surface air. And the absence of that mixing results in air aloft being warmer, air near the surface being cooler. So it's kind of a different set of effects related to the breeze example.
So how much temperature change are we talking about here, and what how big an area related to wind farms is affected?
So certainly it's different, you know, day to day, season to season. But in a broad sense, I'd say talking in Fahrenheit, 1.5-2 degrees Fahrenheit in a local region. And the response to the area question you asked, it seems to scale with the scale of the wind farm. So as we get kind of more serious about addressing our energy demands with renewables, we need larger wind farms, and this temperature response would accompany that larger scale.
And is this temperature change happening as long as these turbines are spinning, or is this does it stay changed once it's changed?
It would certainly be that this warming effect would disappear if you would kind of remove your wind turbines, certainly.
Okay. So what if they're there and there's not enough air moving to turn them? Then do we not get the temperature change?
That would be my guess, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking, what, 1 to 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit of temperature change. Talk about what impact this has on the local region, the neighborhood of the wind turbine farm.
Well, I explored it from a quantitative perspective, but I'm not a soil moisture plant specialist. I know that you're going to have, you know, from a growing degree days or growing season length, that because you're warming your nighttime temperatures, you'd have a less incidence of frost. Like your growing season length will increase slightly. That sounds like a good thing to me, not knowing a great deal about it. I also know that that very cold freeze in the wintertime is important for killing pests. Like your insect infestation that's buried in the near the surface in the soil. So those warmer conditions may not be good for killing pests. I don't think we know enough to really say, but it's worth really looking at as we get more serious about wind.
So we have there are a lot of questions for researchers to ask and hopefully answer regarding the effects of this temperature change then.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yes. Yes.
Lee Miller is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. He studies large-scale wind power, its ability to generate electricity, and the associated climate differences large-scale wind farms may also introduce. So let's compare, contrast this kind of temperature change from the general climate warming that we've experienced from the use of fossil fuels. And this is something people are more familiar with. Let's compare these two things. How are they similar? How are they different?
Okay. Well, when we think about climate change, at least I think about climate change, it's a global effect in response to greenhouse gas concentrations increasing in response to your fossil fuel emissions. So, you know, a point source location emitting carbon dioxide gets distributed globally, right, and has a global effect. This would kind of be the reverse, where in part we're deploying wind power so that we reduce our emissions, reduce that trajectory of increased concentrations and reduce the effects of global scale climate change. The counter to that, though, would be if we're simply worried about temperature response in a local way, that we need to accept that we're going to get these nighttime warmer conditions in response to having the wind farm operational. So completely different, you know, that the warming that you see from a wind farm is not related to the physics of a kind of climate change or greenhouse gas emissions. It's simply due to this mixing.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what your concern is. Yeah.
So is this enough to make people say, hey, maybe we should rethink wind, or is it not that big a deal?
I think that it's good to say that all large-scale energy sources have some sort of climatic impacts, wind being one example. Solar would be another example. And if we go in with part of that expectation, we won't be so surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a pretty big deal given the overlap of specifically in the U.S. of, say, windy regions and our primary agricultural regions. But I think, again, I'm not the agricultural specialist, and, you know,
sure,
more observations and more understanding would really help here.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'd like you to talk a little bit about the future research you're hoping to do on this topic.
Okay. Sure. So I would be concerned about soil moisture differences, where in part this mixing of air seems to also, it's been observed to increase evaporation rates at night, and lots of irrigation occurs at night. So that has me a little cautious. I'd want to understand that better. I'd also want to just kind of understand, I think having done the whole study, I have some ideas on how to lessen the effects, mainly by packing the turbines together in a way that's not currently done. But it's a big Pandora's box that just exploded. And, yeah, I mean, related to energy demand and what are the local and global scale climatic effects,
okay,
and how much emissions do they reduce by powering them.
Lots and lots of questions for you to work on there. Lee Miller, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Sure. Yep.
Lee Miller is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. He studies large-scale wind power, its ability to generate electricity, and the associated climate differences large-scale wind farms may also introduce. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson.